Hello, spinners, and welcome back to today's podcast episode. It's currently 2:37 a.m. and I was supposed to make this episode yesterday, but I was so tired. Let me just tell you something. You know those days where you feel like I'm not doing enough? What am I doing? Okay, that was yesterday for me. And I'm just here to tell you like how I try to mend that feeling, because all of us experience that. So this morning, I always read the Bible app. So the verse of today was, you know, everything that you're doing, do it for the glory of God. And this would, you know, it should translate to everybody's life, because we all should try to live our life according to the word of God and to the glory of God. But as we all know that we are human and we all fall short of his glory. And that is what I was reminded of yesterday, because yesterday I did my work, as you know, I tried my best to always, you know, give the best I could. And I'm always like happy to do things that I really love doing. And I just want to say that we are not all opportune to do things that always bring us joy. And that's normal, because we are human. And, you know, every experience in life isn't always your best. And that translates to like every area in our lives. I just want to say that when you're feeling like you're not doing enough, you know, every effort you're trying to do to chase the life that you want, it looks like it's not coming towards you. Just keep going. There's nothing that's so rewarding like consistency in this life. And also try to like get God into your plan to know if that's really the right thing that you should be doing. Because at times, like lately, I just realized everything that I'm doing to live like my own ideal dream life, does that really translate to what God is seeing as my dream life? You know, that's a very important question that we should always ask ourselves. And you know something is that we always want like a straight answer from God. And like, you have to be ready to receive your answer. That's why you have to be open. You have to be, you know, not exactly sin-free, but, you know, go regularly for like your confessions and make sure that you're in a state of grace, that even when God wants to speak to you, it's so easy because he knows that you're open and you're ready to receive him and just, you know, get your answer. And sometimes the answer might not be straightforward. Let me tell you, like, God has a very funny way of always giving his answers. And I know that sometimes for the questions I've asked God, I've received them in stories. I've received them through other people's life. I've received them through books I read. I've received them through, you know, Bible passages. I've received them through, you know, a random experience that just happened to me. I'm like, that's God speaking to me there, and I will listen, because God is, you know, he will speak to you in the weirdest places, in the craziest times. But it's about you having the grace, you having the awareness that this is the answer to the prayers that you've been seeking. And yes, this is the way that I've been trying to combat this feeling of not feeling enough, not doing enough. Because trust me, you don't want to feel that way for long, because it's, you know, it's not the best feeling. You feel like, what am I doing? And am I enough? But let me tell you, you are enough for God, because God's love is greater than all. And he loves us so much that he brought his son to die for us. And no, you have to know that's a big deal. That's a huge deal, my honey. And thank you so much for listening to this podcast episode. I hope it actually helped you to feel like you are worth it and you know what you're doing, and everything that you want is obviously eternally and, you know, blessedly that I just made up that word, but it's coming your way. Have a beautiful day, spinners, and I can't wait to see you on my next one.